It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. We will be the voice of reason as they try to destroy college football in the regular season. Real quick, is there anything off the text line? Somebody said I was right. Just read that comment. Yeah, I like comment.
7826 says, I agree with Adam. If everyone can just get in the playoffs, where is the reward for making it? Just ruining the sport.
All I heard was I agree with Adam. Anything else?
No, that's
he's right, though. I do agree with him. Like, there's, I know more games equals more money. Like Troy Dannon said, a home game here at the University of Nebraska on average is $10 million a home game. So you add more, you're going to make more money. I understand it. Just at some point, does more become less? Because certain things need to maintain value, and you do that by creating a model. Well, sometimes less becomes more because it becomes special or more important. Just my thoughts. All right, hour two of the Adam Carriker Show, sponsored by our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com, 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction, again, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right, Matt Rhule's most recent press conference, 80% of the team is over 3.0. GPA congratulated players that were graduating, including Elijah Judy, the first to do it in his family, wouldn't even let him come to practice. And I love that there's somebody out there who still believes in the student part of the student athlete. So I love that. He did. I mentioned this earlier. He gave credit to Terrence Knight and Tony White for pouring themselves into guys like Elijah. All right. And several of the other defensive linemen. I mean, our defense has played well the past couple of years. The defensive line has played well the past couple of years. You have to give credit where it's due. I got number 11 respect for Tony White and T. Knight. All right, at the last scrimmage, they ran about 110 plays. Their second scrimmage, hot, by the way, hot. Dude, I had flashbacks. I'm like, oh, man, they're scrimmaging right now. I was like just standing outside sweating. I was like, I'm going to go inside. And I was like, oh, they're scrimmaging right now. And I had like nightmare flashbacks in an instant. And then I went and, you know, sat by the fan and the AC. And I don't have to do that anymore, but 110 plays. All right, and they did specific things when it comes to Archie Wilson, preparing him for the game. Again, he's a teenager. He's a true freshman, uber talented. Going to be fun to watch. All right, when the scrimmage itself is an overall whole, so the ones look good. Too much of a gap between the ones and the twos and the threes, at least at this point in time. He wants the threes to be able to be starters or in that conversation competing, at least adding solid depth, if nothing else, by the end of the season, and that is the expectation. All right, Gibson Pyle went down. Not sure if it's serious or not. There were a couple of camp injuries. Nothing long-term, it doesn't seem anyways. By the way, Quentin Ives is back. He is practicing as well. That's good to hear. Now, as an overall whole, tackling has improved. Guys are taking better angles, making smarter plays on defense. It was interesting when the single-digit numbers were handed out. I was like, oh, man, I really want... Like, I know some folks wanted to see Dylan on there. Jeff Sims was on there a couple years ago. I was like, oh, man, I really want to see Emmett. So Emmett Johnson and Cam Lenhart were both a vote off from earning a single digit. Says this year was the tightest voting he has ever seen. It got to a point where they thought about adding more numbers. Now, does that mean single digits for offense and defense? But how does that work in a game? Does that mean maybe you go 0 through 14, so there's 15 numbers? How does that work? He didn't really specify, decided not to do it. I'm curious to see how this unfolds down the line. All right. This is what kind of stuck out to me. Offense looks extremely efficient. All right. Defense fought back, got a defensive touchdown. So what that tells me right now is kind of what typically at this time of the year, defenses are ahead of the offense because there's more complexity to the offenses. There's timing, there's rhythm. Defense is so reactionary. Okay, and there's certain things on defense as well, but the defensive playbook is usually about that thick. The offensive playbook is usually about double. So it takes longer for the offense. It seems like right now, and I mentioned this might be the case a couple of weeks ago, the offense may be ahead of the defense just due to the experience that you brought in, the experience you have coming back. You have a returning quarterback. Holgorsen's had an entire offense and four games with Dylan Raiola. That's got to factor in as well. So the offense appears to be ahead of the defense. And I kind of mentioned the other day, I expect the offense to be ahead of the defense and the special teams. Hopefully, if we can be average on special teams, not that we're not allowed to be better, but let's just start by being average, and then we're not costing ourselves games. And then maybe we get to the point where the special teams, you know, Beamer Ball, Vautek for all those years, Frank Beamer, maybe it's helping win us games, because that would be phenomenal. Let's just start by not costing ourselves games. Think about the amount of games we would have won if we had average special teams in recent memory, Jake. All right. Now, real quick, before I keep going, because I can go on forever here, you got any thoughts or reactions to anything I mentioned so far?
Oh, I can't remember exactly what the number was, but maybe you'll remember because Nebraska was struggling so much last year. Remember the stat that came out about, like, I think it was like 89% of the time or something like that, a team that could get a block kick, they would win the game?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was huge. That was crazy.
The first time I ever heard that stat, and it's I don't think it's quite this high. The first time I ever heard it, we had someone come talk to our team at the Redskins. And Danny Smith was our special teams coordinator. I talked about him on a show last week. Guy who's been in the special teams coordinator of the NFL for 30 years. The guy who yelled at me in the middle of practice because I was ready for two-minute defense, and he wanted hustle on the team field goal protection, like a last-minute end-of-the-game field goal protection. He showed some highlights before a game, and then he popped up on the screen. I still remember the graphic. Anytime a team blocks a kick, he just said a kick, punt, field goal, whatever the case may be, they win that game 90% of the time. So you just said, what'd you say, 80?
89. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's something like that.
Well,
yeah,
this was years ago. So yeah, it might be a different stat now, obviously. Yeah. Maybe it's 80%, which is still insane. Think about that. 80% of the time. It didn't say the favored team or the underdog. It said 80% of the time, regardless of who's favored, that team wins the game if they block a kick. So if you kind of listen to what he's saying, he feels good about the guys who are starting, need more depth as an overall whole. You're going to have younger guys behind. There's a reason. Okay. Like we talked about, you can't get that experience until you get the experience. So that's going to be a work in progress, which is why he mentioned at the end of the season, he wants that gap to close. That's the expectation by the end of the season. The offense appears to be ahead of the defense right now. And I don't think that's an indictment on the defense because it depends on how good the offense is. And we anticipate the offense to be one of the better offenses in the Big Ten. He said efficient. That's another thing he said.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Efficient. Little words like that matter to me. Explosive means one thing. Efficient means another. A physical means something else. That doesn't mean just because a coach doesn't use the word physical doesn't mean you're not being physical. But when you say efficient, I've mentioned a week ago, I don't know that Nebraska is going to be the most explosive offense in the Big Ten. I think they're going to be able to move the chains. I think they're going to be able to score. But I do think there's going to be a lot of close games. And part of that is I think their offense will be efficient, which is why that word stuck out to me. I hope they're explosive. The more explosive you can be, the better, for obvious reasons. But efficient stuck out to me. The offense seems to be ahead of the defense stuck out to me. And so those are, as he sees it, the punts, he's like, the punts are as good, are about as good as they can get. So the punt game is a strength. The offense is efficient right now. Still waiting for someone to stand out at that kicker position. So what this, and he said there was a lot of penalties, too many penalties as well. Now, the other part of that, he said there were aggressive penalties. I don't hate that. I mean, I'm not talking 1990s Miami aggressive penalties, because that's called being undisciplined. That's why I've always thought Miami yo-yoed so much. They'd have so much talent, They would just be so talented, so good. But then eventually being undisciplined is going to catch up to your program. That's why I feel like Miami's yo-yo. What are you smirking at?
Oh, I can never forget the, when you say it eventually catches up to you, I just thought of the FIU game where they're where the Miami guys got the, what is that, a crunch? I mean, that thing blew up.
Dude, that's beyond, there was a melee.
Yeah.
There was a brawl between FIU and Miami on the field. Like, but that's what that type of stuff leads to. That's my point. Do you remember the Cotton Bowl? I think it was Texas-Miami, the 1990 Cotton Bowl. I could be off on the specific year. Go back and watch highlights from that game. Miami was acting, they were destroying Texas, but they were acting a fool on the sideline. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson was leading the charge, by the way, if you watch the clips. So, wants to cut back on the penalties, an area that needs to be improved. All right, but when you say aggressive penalties, hey, I can live with that. As long as it's not undisciplined, there's a difference. Punting appears to be a strength. Got to see how the field goal kicker job shakes out. Says tackling is better. All right, we'll have a mock game Thursday. We'll go through the whole game day motions. He does think it can be a waste of time, but knows it is really important since there are so many young guys and new guys. So sometimes when you're going through the motions of a game, guys who've been there, they would benefit from other things. But guys who haven't been there, the more comfortable, there's a reason you on an away game, you go to the stadium the night before. Then when you go the next day, you're not looking around. You're like, all right, it's time to get down to business. The more comfortable you, like little things like this by themselves aren't world beaters, but they add up. They add up, they add up, they add up over time. And you walk into a game and you're much more comfortable because you know the routine, you know what the stadium looks like, and you're ready to go. Versus I'm a true freshman, 19-year-old kicker from Australia who's homesick, putting my heart out on the line, doing the best I can. It could be a little intimidating otherwise, which it might be anyways, but this helps ease the process a little bit, just as an example. All right, says he thinks Quinn Clark will cross the line this year and make plays of, and I quote, unique athlete, 6'5", 210 pounds. Just throw the ball up to him, man. Whoever the shortest DB is on the other team, just find a way to match him up. They got a 5'8 DB. Dude, that's almost a foot. It's like 9, 10 inches. He said, and I quote, this season will go as our twos and threes go, end quote. That's a telling quote. All right. We already talked about this, but he talked about the alternate uniforms. We have the right to do cool things. All right. You will win games from how you play, not how you look. Amen. And let's see here. It says when it comes to recruiting, kids want cool, swaggy stuff. That is true. So Rule wants to blend that, but also keep it iconic. I get it. Talked about Danny Busboom Kelly really quickly. Says she's very, very relatable. Loves how she is. Loves how she conducts herself. Just so confident, relaxed, and confident in herself. And that's why players tend to gravitate towards her pretty easy. All right. So it appears that the strength of Nebraska's team at this point in time, offense, punting, efficiency. I mean, when you talk about Dylan Raiola, this was Holgorsen, making throws you've never seen before. I've got to assume that incorporates quarterback play. When you said this is, according to Donovan Raiola, the best offensive line you've had in 4 years since he got here, you got to factor in the offensive line being a strength. He said it was one of the highlights of spring ball. I'm just listening to what he said and going off of that. He did say both tackle spots. Let me back up, make sure I got this right. All right. Still no official starters of both tackles. Those, and I quote, those races are nowhere near close to being done, end quote. Did talk about Pritchett, needs to figure things out. He has all the talent in the world. He just needs to pull it all together. So we'll see. Pritchett, Gatula, Kanak, who am I missing? Prochazka, Corcoran. You know, some of these guys have been practicing longer than others.
I got to ask you because that's kind of been the word on Pritchett for a while now. At what point do you hope that he pulls it all together? I mean, that's what I was kind of hoping. At some point, you know, maybe this time going into camp that he maybe had pulled it all together.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
It's just
that I was reading something for the next segment. I apologize.
Oh, yeah, you're okay. It's just that the Pritchett, that's been kind of the line on him. Like every time he's been asked about it, it's like he's really talented. When he pulls it all together, it's going to be great. Basically, everybody said that. At what point do you decide that he's going to pull it all together now? You're a week away from the opener.
Either you will or you won't. It's in competition. The competition throughout spring, the competition throughout fall camp. Either you will or you won't. And then you can earn it throughout the season if, unfortunately, if you don't, hopefully he does, if you don't earn it in fall camp and throughout spring, hopefully it's not. Yeah, I'm not even going to bring that up because I was going to say, hopefully it's not this situation. I'm not even going to bring that situation up. My point is, you got to earn it on the field. And he said one of the highest paid transfer players they had last year, you and I both guessed it was Micah Mizuku. We don't know that for a fact, but didn't play much. So he has said, you've got to earn it. You're not just, I mean, you're going to get, you agreed to a contract, you're here. But you have, as far as playtime itself, you've actually got to earn it. And so I like that. All right. We do have Dylan Raiola, his press conference and whatnot. I think that's what I've got so far as the strengths and areas that seem to need to be improved. I do think the offensive line is going to go as that tackle battle goes. I think that's going to dictate how good this offensive line is or is not this year. It's going to go as far as that tackle battle goes. Does somebody step up or not? All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.